store, we can show. At least it's an interesting thought. A possible future in a country like Sweden, a little European country. Where, no, it's the country is just up there north and it's poor. People are really struggling since, you know, supply of oil stopped and their economy crashed. You know, the world economy that they were so depending on. Yeah, they are growing potatoes and cabbage and but it's a beautiful place to go to as a tourist, and those who live in the finer places of that country, which is attractive for tourists, they are doing a little better. Restaurants and the usual thing. It's a kind of exotic. And all the we people from Africa and from China and from India and so on. Many wealthy people, because now well, we this one African talking here from because, I mean, we deserve it, you know. The colonialists, they sucked out our countries, left us poor. So why shouldn't we have a little extra for a change? But, I'm not, no, the author is talking again. But then we show that these people, you know, they're coming from religious cultures, old cultures, and they are traditionally cultured, so they don't behave like the Western devils or the lechas chandalas, just trying to take and rob and, you know, this parasitic. They're generous, they're fair, and they are not proud, puffed up, they're not racists. Yes, I know that. The Indians had the real culture, and so on. Chinese, I mean, come on. If we don't talk about it, we know that these Westerns are Indians. Just look at how they have acted in history. Things like that.